With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve keeping its key interest rate unchanged.
That announcement comes at the conclusion of the Fed's Open Market Committee meeting. At the end of last year, the Fed reduced its key interest rate three times for a full-point drop from 5.3 to near 4.3%. Previously, the Fed had rapidly jumped its rate to combat inflation, a key indicator. While September's inflation measure dropped to 2.4%, approaching the Fed's 2% target, the needle went the other way for four straight months before finally falling back a month ago to an annual rate of 2.8%. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has suggested to Ukrainian President Zelensky in a telephone conversation the U.S. should take ownership of Ukrainian power plants to ensure the critical facility's security. The president added that American ownership of those plants could be the best protection for that infrastructure. Another storm system affecting millions of people in the middle of the U.S., parts of the Midwest and Great Plains, placing blizzard conditions in a broad swath of neighboring states, high risk of high winds and wildfires. The Social Security Administration rolling out new procedures for recipient identification.
In an effort to limit fraudulent claims, the Social Security Administration is tightening identity-proofing measures. Beginning March 31st, people will no longer be able to verify their identity to the Social Security Administration over the phone, and those who cannot properly verify their identity over the agency's My Social Security Online service will be required to visit an agency field office in person. Retiree advocates warn that the change will negatively impact older Americans and those who do not live near a field office or have limited internet access. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Congress considering another pro-life bill.
It's called the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would make it illegal for scientists to carry out research using tissue from aborted babies. Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi are co-sponsoring the bill. Hyde-Smith says, quote, there are ethical and scientifically valid ways to conduct fetal tissue research without relying on the body parts of aborted babies. It's an affront to the sanctity of life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas lawmaker has introduced a bill to change the language in the state's abortion ban, clarifying when exceptions can be made to save the life of the mother. Republican State Senator Brian Hughes authored the new bill. Hughes' legislation would still require women to have a medical emergency for doctors to perform an abortion, and requires doctors to receive training about that law. This is SRN News. Previously classified documents relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy were released Tuesday evening following an order by President Trump shortly after he took office.
More than 1,100 files consisting of over 31,000 pages were posted on the website of the U.S. National Archives and Records Administration. The vast majority of the National Archives collection of over 6 million pages of records, photographs, motion pictures, sound recordings, and artifacts related to the assassination have previously been released. Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics and author of The Kennedy Half Century, said he had a team that started going through the documents, but it may be some time before their full significance becomes clear. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Texas Senate has advanced bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. Several Democrats criticizing both bills. More details at SRNnews.com.